This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, June 9th, 2023. With 2023 Field Day fast approaching, many amateur radio operators are busy scouting their locations and getting their equipment ready for the big event. State sections and individual clubs are also working on publicizing Field Day and obtaining proclamations from local and state governments. That's a great way to help get clubs noticed and to draw attention to amateur radio. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine signed a proclamation naming June 24th through the 25th, 2023, as Amateur Radio Operators Appreciation Days. In Kansas, Governor Laura Kelly signed a proclamation making June 24th through the 25th Amateur Radio Field Days, while Assistant Section Manager of the ARRL Kansas Section, Kenneth A. Kopp, AK0A, and others stood at her side. Many other states, such as Illinois and Virginia, have issued proclamations, and more are pending. You can see the proclamations as ARRL receives them at proclamationsarrl.org. It's not too late to request a proclamation or a resolution. The ARRL 2023 Field Day Overview is a great place to start and has information on every aspect of getting ready for Field Day. Visit the ARRL Field Day website for all of the event's rules and regulations, and that information is also available in Spanish. And a reminder that ARRL will host a live stream on YouTube and other social media platforms during Field Day. The social media team will be sharing images and photos posted with the hashtag ARRLFD. Remember to post content with the hashtag for a chance to be featured and help spread the message of the event. The Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation, AMSAT, promotes its own version of Field Day for operation via the amateur satellites. It's held during the same hours as ARRL Field Day. Making contact should be as easy as it was last year, as more than 10 transponders and repeaters will be available. AMSAT's Bruce Page, KK5DO, has filed this week's AMSAT report, and he says it's almost ready, set, go for Field Day. And AMSAT Field Day will be held at the same time, as we mentioned, as ARRL Field Day. AMSAT uses the same date, the same hours, the same time, and the same submission deadline that makes life easier. However, rules for satellite contacts are a little bit different than the ARRL. Each satellite has a separate band. You can work the same station basically on every satellite and up to three times, one voice, one CW, and one digital. There is a special rule for FM satellites, though. You can make as many voice contacts on the FM satellites as you would like, but you can only claim one. This is to allow those trying to make their one contact for the ARRL bonus points a better chance to do so. And for scoring, voice contacts earn 1 point, CW and digital contacts earn 3 points. For a complete list of rules as well as a sample of the score sheet, visit AMSAT.org, click on Events, scroll down, and click on AMSAT Field Day on Satellites. Bruce hopes there are a few more entries from those that do not normally participate in AMSAT Field Day. Scores of 1 or 2 points have been reported in the past, but there is no score too low to have fun and get into the list of participants. AMSAT does award certificates to the top three in several different categories: stations operating on emergency portable power, stations operating from home on commercial power, and stations operating from home on emergency power. Thanks, Bruce, for the report, and good luck on AMSAT Field Day. Surf a Radio Wave was the headline for the Pacific Northwest's largest amateur radio convention, CPAC, which held its 41st event June 2nd through the 4th, 2023, in Seaside, Oregon. The convention hosted the 2023 ARRL Northwestern Division Convention. ARRL Education and Learning Manager Steve Goodgame, K5ATA, delivered an inspiring keynote address at Saturday's banquet. Goodgame spoke about current and future ARRL initiatives to increase the adoption of amateur radio by more schools as part of a STEM education curriculum. A large student present at CPAC was organized by Scott Rosenfeld, N7JI, technical advisor for the Ham Radio Club at the University of Oregon, known as Ducks on the Air. Students from three schools supported a booth for the ARRL Collegiate Amateur Radio Program, including the University of Oregon, Portland State University, and Oregon State University. It was great to see such enthusiastic participation from the students, such great support from ARRL and the CPAC organizers, and so much personal interaction between attendees and our students supporting Collegiate Amateur Radio, said Rosenfeld. You can see ARRL's photo album from CPAC on Facebook, and you can read more about the event on ARRL News. The Australian Communications and Media Authority, ACMA, said they will resume the responsibility for amateur radio licensing in that country. As first reported by the Wireless Institute of Australia, the new, more effective arrangements come as ACMA reported that the Australian Maritime College, known as AMC, has decided not to extend a deeded arrangement that delegated licensing of amateur radio operators to the school beyond February 2024. AMC has been responsible for operator exams, issuing qualifications, and recommending that ACMA issue a call sign to an applicant. Australian issues three different license classes, Foundation, Standard, and Advanced. Currently, tests are administered by volunteer assessors, often associated with radio clubs who are accredited through the AMC. ACMA proposes to keep the same core of volunteers, but to have them directly administer testing on behalf of the government. Those interested in being ACMA-accredited assessors may apply to the agency. ACMA plans to introduce the new accreditation scheme and class licensing arrangements in August of 2023. On June 10, 2023, a CubeSat, that's a miniature satellite that contains a nanobook with message from Pope Francis, will be launched from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. The Pope's messages will be transmitted on 427.5 MHz in English, Italian, and Spanish, and can be heard on any amateur radio receiver. The new space mission is promoted by Dicastri for Communications and coordinated by the Italian Space Agency. The project unveiled last year at the Vatican on March 27, 2023, which was the anniversary of the prayer service that Pope Francis led in an empty St. Peter's Square during the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. The message on the nanobook is from that event, and the new space mission name can be translated to mean Guardian of Hope. The nanobook was created by the National Research Council, CNR, of Italy. That lab converted the 150-page book, about 86 square feet of printed material, into binary code that fits on a tiny chip, said Andrea Nogtega-Como, head researcher at the nanotechnology plant at CNR. The 2x2-millimeter chip is about the size of the tip of a crayon. Two dozen students at the Polytechnic University in Turin built that miniature satellite. The final numbers are in for the 2023 Dayton Hamvention. Hamvention General Chairman Jim Storms, AB8YK, reported that there were 33,861 attendees at this year's event, which is 2,000 more than last year. This year's number even surpassed the pre-pandemic attendance record of 32,472. Things went very smoothly due to the dedication and hard work and of 700 volunteers, said Storms. Preparations for next year's event on May 17th through the 19th, 2024 have already begun. In radio sport this week, the year-long ARRL Volunteers on the Air VOTA continues. At their website, you can see the state activation schedule for weekly W1EW portable operations, including June 14th through the 20th, Arkansas, W1AW/5, and West Virginia, W1AW/8. On June 21st, there are no activations because of field day, which is June 24th through the 25th. June 28th through July 4th in Maryland, W1AW/3, and June 28th through July 4th in Illinois at W1AW/9. Upcoming contests, June 10th, there's a whole slew of them. The VK Shires Contest, CW and Phone, the Asia Pacific Sprint, Single Sideband and Phone, the Portugal Day Contest, CW Phone, and June 10th through the 11th, the SKCC Weekend Sprintathon, that's CW. June 10th, the AGCW VHF contest, that's CW as well. June 10th through the 11th, the GACW WWSA contest, CW there. June 10th through the 11th, the REF DDM FM 6-meter contest, CW and phone. And on June 10th through the 12th, the ARRL June VHF contest, that's CW phone and digital. Upcoming state, section, and division conventions on June 17th, the Knoxville Hamfest and Electronics Convention hosting the ARRL Tennessee State Convention. That's in Knoxville, Tennessee. June 23rd through the 25th, Ham Radio. That's in Friedrichshafen, Germany. On July 15th, it's the CREC Tailgate Hamfest hosting the ARRL South Dakota Section Convention. That's in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And on July 29th, the ARRL West Virginia State Convention and Hamfest. That's in Sutton, West Virginia. And a reminder, there is a new On the Air podcast available now for the June 2023 episode of the On the Air podcast. ARRL Radio Sport and Regulatory Information Manager Bert Janke, W9JJ, and ARRL Contest Program Manager Paul Bork, N1SFE, join us to talk about a popular field day fixture known as the GOTA, Get On the Air Station. If you're a newer ham or new to field day operating, you can find a local field day setup that's running one of those beginner-friendly stations. Tune in to find out how you can make plans to operate a field day GOTA station on field day weekend, June 24th and 25th. Our On the Air podcast is available at ARRL.org. And finally, thanks to the West Alabama Amateur Radio Club in Lamar, Alabama, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at ARRL.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@ARRL.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.